It's time once again for our weekly snapshot. This one comes from Jeff Obafemi Carr. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee, where he hosts the radio show Freestyle. Jeff is also a devoted dad with a preteen daughter, but he says he's starting to miss the good old days, back when she didn't ask tough questions and boys didn't give her a second look. So in honor of Father's Day, Jeff sent us this snapshot. It's from a recent shopping trip they took together.
Psst. Duct tape can fix anything, I heard repeatedly inside my head. I was moving through the aisles at Walmart, seeking the rack where my greatest fear would be manifest in one small, wiry, soft article of clothing. Duct tape is good for everything except ducks, the guy in my head said again. I glanced to my side and saw my 11-year-old daughter walking next to me. They're this way, Baba, she said with an exasperation that has become more frequent over the last few months. I've noticed a sense of testiness in her voice. Where there used to be wonderment in my imparting of wisdom, now there's a slight irritation. Here they are, Baba. Yes, here they were indeed, covering an entire wall in the back of the store, looming over me like an army of Amazonian warriors, united in their cause against a lone, weakened father, beaming in their superiority in both size and permanence. There I was, one man against a million bras, unarmed, except for, possibly, duct tape. Could it be that simple? Could I just take my little girl home and wrap some of the trusty old handyman savior around her upper half and keep her frozen in time? Body changes are quite painful, especially for daddies. Just yesterday, I was worrying about her doing her homework and talking to strangers. Now that I was buying my first bra, I needed to have other conversations. Little boys at this age start acting a little differently, I advised her, using third person. They start having strange sensations in their private areas, and it makes them act kind of weird toward girls. She exhaled, rolling her eyes back into her head. How do I translate? Do I tell her that some little knucklehead named T-Rock is going to try to hem her up in a staircase, or try to get her to go under the bleachers during P.E.? And if I do that, will I push her against nature and rob her of her chance to experience a normal stage of human development? This is the dilemma, dads, and it's all because we remember so vividly what it was like to be young boys when we began to want to watch behinds instead of bugs. They're just bras, Baba, she said, awakening me from some quick murder fantasy involving me choking T-Rock for calling her a name. These weren't just bras. This one overwhelming article of underclothing makes her some new creature to me. I couldn't say that, though. So I took a deep breath, and for the next eternal moment, I shopped for bras with my daughter. Thankfully, she leaned more toward the practical than the lacy and racy, a small victory for me. I knew, however, that too would change soon. On my answering machine is a 2-year-old girl who announces, "My baba can't come to the phone right now, and please leave a message." Why do I keep that message after all these years? Because it's a reminder of who my daughter will always be to me. I push the bra-laden cart ahead past the hardware section and steal a hug from her, feeling good that I'm the kind of father who can shop for sensitive items with his growing daughter. Yep, there are some things that duct tape just can't fix.
Thanks for your call. My baba can't answer the phone right now.
That was Jeff Obafemi Carr with this week's Snapshot. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee, where he hosts the radio show Freestyle.